108. Delusions of Grandeur. I looked in the glossary, said Ruth. A gourmand is someone who is fond of good eating. I like good food. Does that make me a gourmand? I think a gourmand is someone who eats an excessive amount of food, replied Lydia. The meaning doesn't fit a gorgeous girl like you. But I might change my opinion if you don't stop gnawing at that bone. It's fit for a gourmet, said Ruth. Anyway, let me tell you more about my book. I can see it has a nice glossy cover, Lydia said. Lydia was not interested in reading fiction. She preferred first-hand experiences. It received a glowing review, Ruth said. I had to grab one at the store before they sold out. The main character grew up in a rich family. Her father governed the town. In school, she received high grades in every subject. Her studies included the gospel. She possessed the grace of a ballet dancer. Nobody was as gracious as she was. Her family owned a grand house on a giant ranch. She could have led a glorious life. However, her real goal was to help people suffering from the gloom of inadequate medical care. So she became a surgeon. She traveled to undeveloped countries and worked for free. She was so talented. She even knew how to graft skin onto a burn victim. Because she became so famous, she was often the subject of gossip in her hometown. Everyone glorified her. That's a nice story, but it isn't real, Lydia giggled. She was amused. I'm going to be just like her, replied Ruth with a serious face. I refuse to continue suffering from an ordinary life. Lydia laughed and shook her head. You're not suffering from anything but delusions of grandeur.